the talented students at South Point High School. They are at it again. They have an upcoming production. It is titled Emma, and we will hear from one of the performers of that production in a minute. But first, we want to bring in Kaiden Lindsay. She is president of the drama club over there at South Point High School, and she has been on Palmetto Mornings several times for her involvement in several of the plays there at South Point High School. And Kaiden, the talented department over there at South Point High School, you all have been honored by the state of South Carolina, and we'll kind of let you take us from there.
We went to a, it was more like a, it's called PDA Skits. And we went and certain plays compete to be able to represent South Carolina at nationals. And there were 13 chapter select plays, which are the ones that are competing. And we were the one that won out of those 13.
Oh.
And so we will be going to Indiana to represent South Carolina with our play Digging Up Dessa.
Wow. Well, congratulations. So 13 chapters competed in this kind of like just showcase.
Mm-hmm.
And you all at South Point High School won to represent the entire state of South Carolina in this national competition.
Yes. And also we had several other individual events, and all or most of them got superiors. I did a solo and a duet, and they both got superiors. Caitlin here, she did acting and
an acting duet
and a solo, and she got superiors in both.
So this is like the Olympics for theater.
Yeah. I guess so.
Well, congratulations. Job well done. I mean, we get to see examples of what you all have to offer here at the local level, but it's nice when you have to compete against your own peers throughout the state of South Carolina. Like, you represent the entire state. That's pretty remarkable. So you're going to represent South Carolina at the International Thespian Festival.
How does that make you feel that you are, I mean, you kind of have the weight of all of the theater departments on your shoulders going to represent South Carolina? How do you feel going into that?
I feel very proud of us because it is our first time going to nationals, and it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, and we're excited to go.
Exciting.
Tell our audience about the drama department there at South Point High School if they're not familiar.
We are a pretty close family of people. We it's a very fun environment. We get along with each other. We play with each other. We it's like we're supposed to be together. Yeah. I don't know how to put it.
Well, we know what it takes to put on a production.
Yeah.
So you've got to have that bond with each other.
Chemistry.
You've got to be able to trust each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're on the stage, you might be the main actor or actress, but you're kind of vulnerable up there. So you really do have to rely on others. And we get to see that through these interviews and when we've checked out a lot of your performances there at South Point High School. So you won to represent South Carolina for this one-act play called Digging Up Dessa. Briefly tell us about that play. What was the plot behind that?
So Digging Up Dessa is about this 12? She's a 12-year-old girl, Dessa, and her father has just recently passed away. And so her and her mother, Esther, they move somewhere else. They move into this new town. But after her father's death, Dessa starts, I guess, speaking with this dead paleontologist. Her name is Mary Anning, who died in 1847, something like that. Yeah, who died in 1847. And nobody else can hear Mary Anning except for Dessa. So Dessa goes to this new school, and she's not that popular. Everybody thinks she's a little crazy. I mean, it just seems like she's talking to herself, so of course. But, and there's this one boy, Nilo, spelled N-I-L-O. It means people's victory. So Nilo and his friends, you know, they pick on Dessa. And one day, they're at a museum, and Dessa's looking at all the paleontologists because, you know, she's a little nerd. And Nilo comes over, and he's like, oh, my friends are wondering if you're insane or just, you know, mental or whatever. And she freaks out, break something. And then later we find out that Nilo, his father, owns the museum or something like that. I don't know, man. But so now he's forcing them to work together for the science project so that she doesn't have to, Dessa doesn't have to pay for the print, and that Nilo can get into a good college or whatever. Even though they're like 12, so they're still worried about that.
They might be going before the typical senior would
Nilo
get.
And Dessa are kind of frenemies, you know, there's some little plot twists here and there, but in the end, everything ends up okay.
Okay. Well, what's interesting about the productions put on by South Point High School, they're not your typical stage shows that we see from other schools. And it gives our audience here in our community variety, right? So there are schools that will do the big flashy musicals that we are all familiar with, and that's fantastic. But if folks are looking for something different, they can find it over there at South Point High School. And that brings us to your upcoming production. It's called Emma. So this has been a it's been a book, it's been a stage show, it's been a movie. And tell us about your version of Emma, Caitlin.
So, as you know, Emma is based on Jane Austen's novel of the same name. And you might also know Emma's story from Clueless. So we're taking both of those stories and sort of combining them into what our play will be. It's still called Emma, though, so don't worry. But Emma, you know, we all have British accents, so if you want to see that, come see it. But we're putting a little 90s twist on it, like Clueless. And it's basically this girl, Emma, who I play, Caitlin Hall. So Emma is this girl, and she only lives with her father. Her father is her only living relative that we know of. And she is not allowed an occupation, but she is so desperately bored that she just does anything she can. She meddles in other people's lives. She just does anything she can, right? And Knightley, her love interest, is this... So they're kind of frenemies too, but then as the play goes on, they kind of realize their romantic feelings for each other. You know, there are other characters that pop in and out that Emma meddles with, of course, until Emma realizes, hey, I'm kind of mean. So.
And is this... because the play Emma in the book is a period piece.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The movie Clueless, which was made in the 90s, kind of did a modern take on that same story through the lens of what it's like to grow up to be a teenager in the 90s. So your production kind of combines both. Is yours going to be a period piece, or it is set in the 90s?
It's a period piece, but there are a lot of like little 90s things here and there. You know,
a nod to the 90s.
Yes, we've got a little boom box. You know, I got a Walkman, you know. So, don't worry.
Those are relics now.
I know.
I mean, these kids think that's probably a period piece.
Yeah, maybe I should have clarified the question by period piece, meaning we're, you know, back in the olden days of like kings and queens, but I do know for your generation, the 90s might seem like Little House on the Prairie.
But it's based in like sort of like 1800s, you know, that era.
Okay.
And you can come see it at South Point High School on March 20th through the 22nd at 7 p.m. And then on Saturday, the 22nd, we will be having a matinee at 2 p.m. as well. And you can get tickets at stallionrep.com.
Perfect. And then, Kaiden, are you in this production as well?
I am.
No, who do you play?
I play Mrs. Weston, Emma's governess, and I also play Mrs. Bates.
Okay, so these are older characters, right? And which, again, is pretty interesting what we've learned about your productions at South Point. A lot of times there are parents, like the roles of a parent, right? Like characters that are parents or older adults. Well, you're in high school, so you have to channel what it's like to be an adult when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
Which takes some range there. And then can you each give us like your best British accent? Say
like, do a line from the show.
Do a line
from
the show. Or you can
lines?
Just say, welcome to Palmetto Mornings, or we're happy to be here on Palmetto Mornings.
Or y'all can do
Mornings.
Some of your lines, like you said, if since y'all
you don't
banter
have to
back
long,
and
like
forth.
Like a minute or so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We put them on the spot, so they're having to work. Just anything simple.
We're not seen two.
Sure.
Okay. What lines are there?
I don't know. Oh, scream.
You start, Caitlin.
Help me, D'Amato.
Anything you like.
Okay. Anne, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be learning the salacious secrets of matrimony?
The body has its limits.
All right.
That was good.
That was good that for was putting good. Them right on the spot yeah. with no knowledge that they were going to have to do a little improv piece here. Well, you can check out Emma again this weekend at South Point High School. You can go online to get tickets and learn more. And congratulations again to the Drama Club over there at South Point High School for representing South Carolina at the International Thespian Festival. When is the festival going to take place?
It takes place in July. June. I was right at first.
Yes. June, July, you know, summer.
June 22nd to the 27th, 8th.
Okay. And this is going to take place in Indiana.
Yes.
Okay.
And well, you can support us on stallionrep.com as well. Okay. There's a link there.
To help us raise money for it.
Yes, for everything.
Well, you can check out their shows and then also help them, as they're just describing, get out to Indiana to represent the Palmetto State at the International Thespian Festival. Kaiden and Caitlin, again, ladies, thank you so much. We appreciate it.